attitude. We are going to energize the country.
We need to wake up and smell the coffee.
The independence case is a powerful one.
Another future is possible, but we've got to fight for it.
Order!
Hello and welcome to the Debated podcast. As always, I'm your host, Will. And in this episode, I'm delighted to be joined by Dominic Jones, who is a Labour person running to be Labour's candidate for the South Yorkshire mayoralty. He's going to be hopefully gaining Labour's nomination to be Mayor of South Yorkshire and then hopefully win. So welcome to the podcast, Dominic.
Nice to meet you, Will, and nice to be here. It's a real privilege to be able to kind of share my story and share my vision and really looking forward to our discussion today.
Absolutely, and it's fantastic to have you here, Dominic. So the first question that I'd like to ask is, what was it that made you decide that you wanted to stand to be Labour's candidate for the Mayor of South Yorkshire?
There wasn't a kind of a single eureka moment, but I always kind of had my eye on the role in the sense that devolution could bring a lot of benefits to a lot of areas in the country. But South Yorkshire needs devolution, South Yorkshire needs Labour, and South Yorkshire needs kind of a vision for the future, which is positive. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, as a young person, I'm 20 years old, one of the youngest candidates to ever run for the Metro Mayor position. I thought, you know what, I'll throw my hat into the ring, I'll step up to the plate, and I'll make sure that the interests of young people and future generations are at the heart of this campaign. And hopefully I'm kind of doing that. We'll see what happens, where I go with it. But at the end of the day, I'm in the race. Mm-hmm. I'm a loud voice, and hopefully it can pay off.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned your youth there, and that is obviously something that people will note in relation to your campaign. Is it something that has come up at all in discussions, either in a positive or negative light?
I'm going to say it's come up in a positive light. People love it. It's kind of a breath of fresh air for the Labour Party in South Yorkshire, but also for the campaign. I mean, I don't want to go on a rant about saying that politics is kind of full of old, you know, white, middle-aged men, because we know that there is, but there's also some fantastic work going off. I don't think there is an old, middle-aged, middle-class white man in this race, but there are, you know, not enough younger people. There's not enough ethnic minorities, and there's two women, which is great, fantastic. I really do hope they make the shortlist and hope to kind of diversify the campaign. But the interests of young people do need to be at the heart of this, because, you know, we're here now, but we'll also be here in the future. You know, we grow up and future generations as well. So we need to make sure that this positive future that I'm aiming to build in South Yorkshire, the debate around that is shaped by what young people need and what future generations need. So I kind of thought, well, you know, I can bring that to the debate, and hopefully I'm doing that.
Absolutely. So in terms of your broad vision, we'll get into some policy specifics a bit later, but in terms of your broad vision, what do you see as your role if you were to gain Labour's nomination and then to win the election? What would you see as your vision for South Yorkshire going forward from when you would be elected, if you are elected?
Yeah, so my vision naturally is positive. South Yorkshire has so much good going for it, but there is untapped potential. Now, we should sing the praises of the region. There's so much going for it. We were the heart of the mining industry. We have the steel city and the steel town of Rotherham. Mm-hmm. We can't forget that there is four areas of South Yorkshire, each with their own kind of identity. And we have the rail, the heart of the rail industry in Doncaster. But actually, there's so much going for it in terms of the next step. It can move up again. You know, things like the Advanced Manufacturing Centre in Rotherham. We've got so much entrepreneurship going off in Barnsley, some fantastic independent small businesses in Doncaster and Sheffield. And there's so much going for it, but it needs to kind of go up a gear. And as part of that, devolution plays a really key role in terms of the kind of future, the strategy for the economy, the regional economy. We kind of must ensure that opportunity is available in all four areas of South Yorkshire. I would say all four corners, but unfortunately the maps are not quite aligned in that way. However, there's kind of three broad areas that I really do want to see in South Yorkshire. We have a failing public transport system. So I want the transport network to be fit for the 21st century. We've got a long time to go in the rest of the 21st century. So I'm not just thinking about the here and now, I'm thinking about the future. I also want to ensure that there's improved opportunities for good jobs and skills development. So a lot of the time we do see people struggling to get by, often working 2-3 jobs, the kind of opportunities for skills and improving your life chances and your future careers. There's not enough of that in South Yorkshire. Young people need it, but also kind of adults need it. And that's why lifelong learning and a kind of a young people's guarantee is a key part of the campaign. I'll tell you more about that later. And finally, the green area. So tackling the local impacts of climate change. South Yorkshire in all kind of four areas has experienced very bad flooding and is always kind of on... is receiving bad weather and extreme weather and kind of facing the impacts of climate change on a local level. And hopefully kind of my vision for that is a cleaner, greener, more prosperous South Yorkshire. And that's kind of my vision shaped for the future. And as part of this kind of positive future, we can ensure that there's lots of opportunity that South Yorkshire can grow sustainably, but also ensure that it becomes a more prosperous region as well. And I know there was a lot of words in that, but essentially South Yorkshire can do better. It is doing well, but it just needs to go up a gear.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And first of all, from that, I'd like to focus on climate change, because you've put out some interesting priorities that you would like to focus on if you were to become mayor. And one of those is measuring all combined authority policies on their green impact. And you say in the priorities that you want to ensure that all combined authority initiatives and projects are assessed on their environmental and social impact. Now, could you give us a bit more of an idea as to what exactly you mean by measuring their environmental and social impact?
Yeah, of course I can. And there's a lot of stuff going off in the area already, which raise eyebrows. Which are very tricky decisions. And the Combined Authority also has to do that. It's also got a lot of bold decisions to make about, you know, how we're meant to be in a climate emergency, we're meant to be having some emergency-like approach. So by measuring the policies on the green impact, by looking at the environmental and social impact, we can kind of ensure that our transition to net zero is just, but also is sufficient. Because kind of sometimes the minimum isn't enough. We need to ask the questions in the important areas. And that would involve looking at kind of what impact is it having on the carbon emissions? What impact is it having on the trees? You know, South Yorkshire, 10% of it is a forest. Now, we're meant to be part of the Northern Forest, but actually there's a lot of potential there. So we need to look at kind of the wildlife as well, the impact on the wildlife and the local kind of, you know, habitats, that kind of thing. Are there going to be opportunities for biodiversity? Are there going to be opportunities for people just to enjoy open air? So it's that those kind of things we need to be asking the questions, and we need to make sure that that's an inherent part of kind of what the Combined Authority is all about. So for too long, and this is not just a Combined Authority thing, it's a national, global thing. Growth has been looked at in terms of GDP and GDP alone and kind of per capita kind of things, focusing on just growth and money, but actually it's about so much more. We've seen in New Zealand they've got well-being targets, we've seen in Wales they're already measuring things on kind of outcomes and happiness, and that's what I want to include. But it's got to be social and it's got to be environmental. So how is it helping the people of South Yorkshire? You know, what are their social outcomes, but also how is it helping South Yorkshire to become that cleaner, greener region that we all want to see?
Absolutely. And one of the things I would be interested on is you mention the amount of South Yorkshire that is covered in forests, and the you want to grow the amount of biodiversity and environmentally clean areas. What is your position on rewilding, for example? Do you think that that could potentially be something that you'd like to see more of in South Yorkshire, the reintroduction of species that have potentially died out, whether they be animals, whether they be fish, mammals, or flowers? Is that something that you think could have a beneficial impact?
It's happening already. Rotherham is There's so many new wildflowers going off there. It's fantastic to see. It brightens up the area. It brings in that wildlife we'd like to see. I'd just like to tell you a little story about when I was a beaver in the Scouts. It was always a thing, oh, there's no beavers in England. What a shame. You know, you can't go and see the animal that you are. But now there is, which is fantastic. And that's something we should celebrate, kind of having species back. And, you know, rewilding is a big part of that. And actually, some kind of ground is not appropriate for, you know, standing on and using in that sense. So let's rewild it. And actually, it's such a efficient, impactful way of helping make things cleaner and greener, because you could be building on it, you could be putting sewage on it, but actually that's not what we want. We want things to be cleaner and greener, and you know, we want people to enjoy the outdoor space. We want our town centres, actually. Barnsley have already put lots of green spaces and are continuing to do that and look at their carbon output in some very concrete, concentrated areas. That was a mouthful. But actually, rewilding's a big part of that. It's not just about the rural areas. It's about ensuring that kind of we don't just become another concrete jungle, that actually green spaces, open kind of space is a key part of what South Yorkshire becomes.
Absolutely. And you mentioned both there and in your priorities, wanting to ensure that the net zero target is met for South Yorkshire. And you want to commit to maintaining the ambitious target of hitting net zero by 2040. Now, what do you think can be done to ensure that this target is met? Do you think this is going to be having to work primarily with local businesses, local industries, or do you think you're going to have to work with local businesses, industries, and government? Because, of course, a great deal of the net zero target will be related to legislation. Companies may not be willing to do certain things to make their processes greener if there isn't that legal requirement there. So what do you think you'll have to do if you were elected to meet the net zero target?
So the reason why I picked 2040 is because that's set and it's still not that far away. I'd love there to be a 2030 target, but like I said, I'm committing to ensuring that there's significant progress by 2030. We can make so much more of a difference if we just aim for 2030 and guarantee for 2040. If I overpromised, I'd underdeliver. But I'm very much committed to the 2040 figure that the Combined Authority has put into place. I'd love to continue and accelerate the plans. And it involves a partnership. You mentioned loads of different ways that it can be done. It's already happened. Barnsley Local Climate Partnership, I'm on it. Representing the Youth Council, there's people there from Yorkshire Water, people there from local food banks, that kind of thing. The council are obviously there. The homes, the social homes provider, burns their homes there on it. It's a multi-partnership approach, because it's a problem that affects everyone in varying different ways. But actually, you know, everyone's got to be part of the solution. Yes, government need to legislate, and in many ways they are not doing that, but they're trying. And I, as mayor, will continue to call them out for the way they've left our region behind, the way they are not supporting our full transition to a low-carbon green economy. But actually, everyone's got to do it together. And hopefully, by working together collectively, very, very strong part of my campaign, bringing people together, working in that multi-partner approach, hopefully people can realise actually there's a really serious problem here. It is an emergency. They've not just said it just to tick a box. It is real. It's a real problem. But there's three key areas. You've got transport. So obviously better public transport, getting people out of cars, getting people away from fossil fuels in terms of vehicles, getting them on to clean things like trains, trams, buses, you know, that kind of thing. There's housing where you know, retrofitting is a really key part of that. Unfortunately, South Yorkshire does not have devolved power over housing. It does over planning. So hence why open spaces is kind of a key part of my kind of priority to ensure that they're measured on green impact. Then also industry. And like you said, it's very important they are on side, because South Yorkshire was built on the Industrial Revolution. It's been built on mining coal. I mean, yeah. That's not good in terms of the coal, in terms of the environmental impact, but it did bring a lot of opportunity. You know, had family members who were proud miners. It's built South Yorkshire. Now, for the region that's given us coal, the region that's given us steel, heavy industry, can now give us the green solutions. It can give us the wind turbines. It can give us the carbon removers from the from the atmosphere. It can give us kind of that next phase. It can bring us hydroelectric power from the many reservoirs that are in South Yorkshire. It can be part of the green revolution, and I would kind of ensure that everyone is part of this next step. It needs to be a just transition. So 15% of people, and this is a wider figure of Yorkshire and Humber, are in high carbon jobs. So those jobs probably won't be around, but that's not to say they've got the skills. Now, I want South Yorkshire to be a hub of opportunity for green everything, you know, green jobs, green transport, for green initiatives, for green open spaces, everything green. Let's do it. And actually, we do as much as we can to aim for this 2040 target. We might end up being there before it. And just finally on that point, there's a lot of good stuff going off by the universities. They lead on a lot of local energy research projects. And I want to ensure that the Combined Authority has their full support, whatever that be, whether it be financial, whether it be political, whether it be collaborative, you know, that kind of approach to working. I want South Yorkshire's low carbon future to be generated in South Yorkshire. And that's a really important thing to ensuring that everyone can be part of that. Because if, you know, local people can see that actually this has been generated by a local professor or by a local industry expert to benefit the local people, then arguably they will also become part of that process and part of that revolution. And that's how I want to kind of ensure that South Yorkshire is cleaner and greener.
Mm-hmm. And on the green jobs point, as you say in your priorities, you want to ensure that there are more green jobs in the region. What kind of green jobs are you thinking about specifically? Because, of course, a lot of the jobs that people associate with green industry, such as off-sea wind turbines, that's something that wouldn't necessarily apply to South Yorkshire. And similarly, in terms of onshore wind turbines and perhaps some of the other green industries might not apply to South Yorkshire. So what sort of green jobs are you specifically thinking about in terms of increasing jobs in green jobs in South Yorkshire?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Some things don't apply to South Yorkshire. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a problem being stuck in the middle of the country geographically. But actually, we have the Pennines, so there's a lot of wind going off there. Mm-hmm. But also, green jobs is a very inclusive term. There's so many more jobs than you think. And the reason why I've kind of put this in there, because I'm worried about these 15% of jobs. That's 15% of all jobs in Yorkshire and Humber potentially being affected, and a lot of those will be in South Yorkshire. It's because I want the economy to grow sustainably and benefit everyone. Now, I mentioned green jobs being a very vague term. It's quite hard to describe because it literally includes anything that works towards this net zero target. So whether it be somebody building a new train track to ensure that we have green travel and better public transport, that's a green job. And Doncaster is and will continue to do that. Any job that works in the railway, that improves it, that kind of builds better public transport, that's a green job. So I want to see Doncaster continue to grow and be the heart of the railway industry. Also, just whilst we're here, I am fully committed to ensuring that Doncaster gets its city status. It ticks every single box required and does not have it. It's a very big town, has a lot going for it, and I fully back the campaign for Doncaster to be a city. Also, you've got things like the green cars, electric cars. They are being built in lots of different places, and things like gigafactories. I'd really want to encourage them to come to South Yorkshire. We have one of the best advanced manufacturing parks in the world, and there's so much potential there. So if there could be a new gigafactory, if we've got McLaren there, if they could start building these green cars, bringing in the new jobs which ensure a sustainable future. I know I've not explained myself exactly right, but essentially any job that's, you know, helping us to get that net zero target, I want that to be in South Yorkshire. And I will do my best to encourage that good opportunities, good jobs, good green jobs are on people's doorstep in South Yorkshire.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And in terms of jobs, you also make a commitment to ensuring that there is a better employment charter that applies throughout South Yorkshire. Now, what would exactly be in this Better Employment Charter?
So I want this charter to be active. I want it to be live. I want it to be a document that people reference. I don't just want it to be a piece of paper. I want it to be a department in the Combined Authority. And that looks like very similar to what Steve Rotherham's done. Andy mm-hmm. Burnham's working on it. And actually, there is a process underway to design it. It just needs to be signed off. It needs to be approved. It needs to kind of finish off. And I would ensure that it gets out and actually makes a difference. So part of that is tying in the same way that we're going to measure the green impacts of Combined Authority. I would like any organisation that gets funding from the Combined Authority to be a living wage employer, to have union representation, to have very low workplace accident rates, to not have exploitative workplace practices, and that has these good standards, that these good conditions, and that's how we can incentivise and encourage good practice. Now, on the other hand, by having people who sign up to it and continually join it, it wouldn't just be, you're part of it, you're not part of it, black and white. It would be encouraging people to come along and maintaining this good standard. Like I said, by having a department in the Combined Authority, it can continue to be a living document whereby employers are encouraged and supported to deliver good workplace practices. And hopefully that pressure on those who are not doing that well, who are seeing organisations win contracts, you know, get a favourable treatment in that sense and, you know, attention, hopefully that could work. And that's why it's a better employment charter, not a better employment regulation, because regulations are there in place. You know, we have a lot of good protections for workers. And actually, we need to fight to protect them. That's why I'm very proud to be a union member, very proud of kind of what they've achieved. And they need to be a part of it. You know, employees need to be a part of it. We have local authorities a part of it. We need to have community and voluntary sector organisations as part of it. It's got to be a collective thing. We all need and want a good job that works, that pays well, and I'm going to do what I can to ensure that they exist in South Yorkshire.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I'd just like to turn now to a cultural initiative that you're looking at putting forward, which is a community of culture. Now, we've seen like Hull, for example, has benefited from City of Culture. Coventry has also benefited from the City of Culture. But your idea is for a community of culture, which is perhaps not necessarily based around a city. Could you just explain what you mean by a community of culture initiative that you want to have each year if you become elected Mayor of South Yorkshire?
So it kind of follows on from some of the ideas that are already taking place in London and other big cities. They call it a Borough of Culture initiative, but it wouldn't quite work because we've only got four boroughs, three boroughs in a city in South Yorkshire. And I'd want to ensure that opportunity is in all areas, not just kind of in the towns and the cities and the kind of the hubs that happen. So that's why I called it a community of culture, to ensure that it kind of spreads away from where opportunity and culture is normally focused. So we have a lot of good towns and villages which need that opportunity. So by having the focus on them, I'm thinking of places like Wombwell, Penistone. I'm thinking of places like Thorne, like Dorman, Totley. I think of places out like Wales. There's so much going for them. If we could focus on them and ensure that there's cultural opportunities in areas that are a little bit more isolated, then we can ensure that actually everyone can enjoy the rich history and culture that South Yorkshire has. So it would be built on that kind of premise of a city of culture, but actually South Yorkshire is so much more than its city. There's a lot more going for it in these the rest of it. And actually, by having a community of culture, it ensures that we can have a process that everybody's involved with, that everyone can see the benefits and opportunities that it brings, and hopefully kind of spread that out across the region to ensure that people are not kind of drawn into the city all the time, and that there's a chance people can see that actually, I can do this in my local area. Oh, I can see that, you know, there is something going for me in this village or town, that actually culture's for everybody, not just people who live within a 5-minute walk of an art gallery in the city, or who live next to a theatre, or who live next to a library or anything like that. You know, culture is for everyone and should be, and this community of culture initiative, and you know, really will prove that in South Yorkshire. I really do want it to work.
Absolutely. And do you think that in terms of government funding? How would that work in terms of potential money from the government? Or would you be looking at funding a community of cultures solely
Again, multi-partner approach. Mm-hmm. I would be more than happy to give Combined Authority money, because the great thing about the culture and the arts is that it reaps rewards so much. You know, if you put so much in, it gives so much more out than in a lot of other areas. And there's also a lot of fantastic organisations out there, organisations such as Historic England, Arts Council England, Brass Bands England. Mm-hmm. They have opportunities out there to ensure that there's funding for the many. And that's what Labour's about. And that's what the Combined Authority should be about, ensuring that there is cultural opportunities for the many, because the culture sector gives so much for the region. It gives so much to our country. So why can it not give so much back and be a presence in the communities that make up South Yorkshire?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, we're coming towards the end of the podcast, and it's fantastic to have had you on, Dominic. I think we've covered quite a lot of ground related to your campaign, but I have one final question. We have, of course, looked at South Yorkshire, the policies that you would like to implement in South Yorkshire, but if someone outside of South Yorkshire was coming to the area and they could only visit one place, only one place, which place would you make them visit?
That is a very tough question. But as someone who was born and bred in Barnsley, I would love to take them on a tour of the town centre and our fantastic new shopping centre, the Glassworks, show them the new library, the new bowling centre, everything that it's got going for it. And might even take them on a short walk to the Barnsley Football Stadium. Again, a place of history and culture. I'm very proud to be from Barnsley, and there would not be any other place I would have to be able to take them if there was just the one place. So thank you for the question. Thank you for having me. It's really good that I'm able to kind of share my vision with you. And if anybody ever wants to either give me a follow on Twitter or ever come to South Yorkshire, Barnsley is the place to be. South Yorkshire is the place to be. And I really do hope you have a good time if you ever get to come.
Fantastic. I completely agree with that. And I can say, having visited Barnsley myself, that it is a magnificent place to go to. If you've not been to Barnsley, make sure to go to Barnsley. Thank you once again for coming on the podcast, Dominic. If people want to find out more about you, more about your campaign, support your campaign, follow your campaign, where should they go to do that?
There's three places. Facebook is one of them. So I'm just Dominic Jones on there. Twitter is another, Dominic_Jones. Or if you just want to keep an eye out for me in the local paper, the regional paper, just keep on keeping an eye on Google. If you feel free to just give me a search, Dominic Jones Barnsley or Dominic Jones South Yorkshire. You'll see lots of stuff on there. And if you ever see me in person, feel free to say hello. I'm all over the country. I'm all over South Yorkshire. So it'd be really great to meet people wherever possible. So once again, Will, thank you very much for having me. It really is a privilege to speak to some fantastic people like yourself and kind of share my vision. And hopefully I might be invited back someday. We'll see.
Yes, hopefully, maybe as the mayor of South Yorkshire, we will have to see. Thank you once again for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you've enjoyed it, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Podbeam, and Amazon Music. You can also follow us on Twitter, @DebatedPodcast, like us on Facebook, Debated Podcast, and if you'd like to get in touch with us, whether about appearing on an episode of the podcast, or commenting on an episode that you've listened to, you can do so at thedebatedpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you listen to the next one.